believe gives us some deeper insight into a much broader concept as well. In previous years, we've discussed the big machlokes ha'achronim about the person who is planning on selling their home. So most mechiras chometz don't take place unless a person specifically stipulates. Most mechiras chometz don't take place until Erev Yom Tov. The problem that many of the achronim point out is that the chiyuv bedika is chal the night before Yadalit. So if a person is leaving his home, or it doesn't even matter when he's leaving his home, a person is selling his home with a regular mechira. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, so usually the Rav says, okay, we're going to sell it early because of the Zman issues. But if a person is going, you know, going to his in-laws, going to Florida, going wherever he's going, so usually he'll sell a regular mechira because the time zone different, not so big, so do a regular mechira. And the problem the place can point out is that the chiv bedika is chal yadalit. So it means that that night, the chiv bedika, he has a chiv nidar abonan to be boidik. You're right that he's going to sell his house the next day, but that's chal the next day. Right now he has a chiv bedika. This was the ha'ara of the nesivis. The nesivis made this ha'ara. And the nesivis said that everyone's selling their homes erev Yom Tov. It doesn't work for the chiyuv bedika. The mevatel mitzvah says midir abonon because they have a chiyuv that night. So the nesivah suggested that you sell it the night before. If you want to be yoitz, if you want to not have to be baidik your home, even if you're going away for the entire day of Yom Tov, if you don't have to do bedika, says the nesivah, your chiyuv mechira, your mechira really has to be chal before shkia leil yod dalet. The Mishabura brings both days, and this is a big machlekes ha. The question is, what about when it comes to a home that I am nowhere near? So doing a bedika is very, very difficult. I have an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. I have an apartment in Florida. I have a bungalow. I have a summer home upstate. So, me'ikir hadin, there should be a chiyuv bedika on those things. Zachiv Bedika, that means Me'ikra Adin L'Chayra, I have to figure out how to get there and do a Bedika, or I have to be Mimana someone to do a Bedika. This is a Shaila which comes up all the time. People want to know, what do they do with these second homes? Do they have to, in fact, do a Bedika? And even if you're going to tell me that you're going to be Meicher, but again, as we mentioned, the Mechira very likely will not get you out of the Mechir Bedika, because the Mechira often is Chal too late for the Chiv Bedika. So you could do a Mechira Mukdemes, but what is the halacha when it comes to these homes? So the first thing you'll tell me is, it's a Gemara Mepereshes. The Gemara tells us, Omer of Yehuda Omer Rav, HaMefaresh V'hayoytzi B'Shayara Koylim Shleishim Yun. Person leaves his home 30 days before, Ein Zokok Levar. He's not Chayiv, Ein Zokok Levar. What this means is that a person leaves the house. So you blocked up your bungalow, at the end of the summer, you locked up your summer home. You haven't been there for 30 days. You haven't been there since Purim. So Memela, it's a Gemara Mefureshes. Ha'amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ha'mefarish, Vayoytzi, B'Sheyara, Koidim, Sholishim, Yoim, Ein Zokok, Le'va'e. That is the Gemara. What's fascinating is that you take a look at how the Mechaber brings this Gemara. The Mechaber seems to change one word that changes everything. Comes the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Toflam and Vav, the Shulchan Aruch said, HaMefarish mi'abosha le'yam, o'yoytze b'sheyara, ve'enu meniach b'bebeisoy mishe yivdok, you have no one to do bedika, toich shloishim, zokok livdok, la'acher shloishim, says the Mechaber, la'acher shloishim, im ein daitoy lachzor, what does the Mechaber say over here? He l'chayr is bringing the Gemara. What's the big chiddush? Yibamish brings the Gemara verbatim. Except he changes one very important word. The Gemara said, if you leave your home, Mayoitzi b'shayara koidim shalishim yoim, ein zokok leva'er. The Mechaber says, Hayoitzi b'shayara, you leave your house koidim shalishim yoim, ein tzarech livdoik. Come to Neisa Kalim, he said, the Rav, the Shulchan Aruch is changing the halacha.
But the Gemara told me I don't have to do beer.
The Mechaber is saying, of course I have to do beer. I don't have to do bidika. Why is the Mechaber changing it to Ein Tzarech Livdoik? So the answer is Pasha. The Mechaber didn't change it. Who changed it? The Rambam changed it. The Rambam already writes, HaMefarish V'yam V'yot V'shiyar Toshloishim Zokok Livdoik Koidim Shloishim Einoit Tzarech Livdoik. Why did the Rambam change it? Our Gemara says, Einoit Tzarech Livva'er. You don't have to destroy it. Why did the Rambam change it? So this is one of the places where the Goyin writes, famously, it's a famous Goyin, but he writes it only a few places in Shulchan Aruch, says the Goyin, the Rambam changes the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ein Tzarech Livva'er. The Rambam changes it, Ein Tzarech Liv. Like, what's pshat? And you have all to like the Torah, why the Rambam changes it? Says the Goyin, it's a Dover Pasha, why the Rambam changed it? Because Aval HaRambam Darkoi Lintoi Zachar Yerushalmi B'chol Mokoim. Says the Goyin, the Rambam's Mahalach is to pass like the Yerushalmi. So you could stand on your head trying to figure out how the Rambam stuck it into the Bavli, or you could open up a Yerushalmi and see that the Rambam's just passing in Yerushalmi, says the Goyin. And the Yerushalmi says that what we mean when you leave your house Koyim Shloshim Yom is that you're not potter from Bir Chomet. You're potter from Bidika's Chomet. Now we have a Machloikis, Yisoidis Dika Machloikis, Rabbi Sylvia. Let's not lose sight of how important this Machloikis is. We have a Machloikis now. The Bavli says, Einoit Tzarech Leva'er. What does that mean, Ein Tzarech Leva'er? That means I left my summer home upstate at the end of August. I locked the door and I have a pantry, whatever I have in there. I have Cheerios in there, I have pasta in there, whatever was left, and I'll come back next summer. Says the Bavli, Einoit Tzarech Leva'er. I know I have chametz there. I know that there's chametz. I know that it's there. But Einoit Tzarech Leva'er. I left koidim shloishim yoyim. Einoit Zokok Leva'er. The Rambam says, based on Yerushalmi, of course that's not true. You own chametz. You're not going to own chametz on Pesach. I don't care where it is. It's in this house. It's in that house. Who cares where the chametz is? You own chametz. Of course, the Gemara, we can't say Einoit Zokok Leva'er. What does the Gemara mean? If you don't know if you have chametz there, we're not going to be mechayiv you in a bidika. We're not going to schlep you to drive on the throughway all the way up, hours there, hours back, to do a bidika if you're not sure if there's chametz. But if there's chametz there, says the Rambam, of course you have to do beer. Of course you have to destroy it. If I have chametz in a faraway place, in a place which is distant from me, is there a chi of beer chametz or not? Or could I leave that? It seems something sacrilegious. What do you mean? Of course you own chametz. No. Says the Gemara, says the Ran, our Gemara holds, and no, you're allowed to own chametz on Pesach. Who said you can't own chametz on Pesach? You can't own chametz on Pesach in your home, around your area. But you have a home in Eretz Yisrael that you're not going to be. You have a home in Florida. Who says you can't eat chametz? And Rambam says, of course you can't eat chametz. I'm the Gemara. The Gemara just means, Einoit Tzarech Livdoik. I don't have to do bidika if I'm not sure of my own chametz. But if I know that there's chametz in the fridge, I'm going to be over in Isindar Aisa, Ba'yira, Ba'yimotze. A mamish, a machlekes, Yisoidus Dika machlekes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. What's the Yisoid of the machlekes? Comes the Ran at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim and tells us as follows. He quotes the Yerushalmi and the Ran explains as follows. Ran explains that it's all based on another Gemara. There's another Gemara in Maseches Pesachim. The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim says, we're all familiar with, Chometz Shenoflu Aloha Mapoyus. You have Chometz in a building, the building falls down. Chomet shenoflu aleha ma'poilas. What does the Gemara tell us? The Gemara tells us that harehu kimivur. It's kimivur, and a person doesn't have to do beer chomet. Harehu kimivur. Now the question is, what is the yisoid of this halacha? If I have chomet vada, I know there's chomet. The building falls down on the chomet. Now it's going to be very difficult to get to that chomet. Says the Gemara, you don't have to get to the chametz. I'll tell you better, according to many poskim, I know I have some chametz behind the oven. I know it's there. I know it's there because I remember it fell back there. But what am I going to do? I'm going to start schlepping out the oven and the fridge.
So many places can say it's chametz shenafal le'mapoilus. It's very, very difficult to get to it, and therefore you're potter. What is the yesoid of this din? Why am I potter? I own chametz. I know where it is. Ba'yiro ba'yimotze. So it's also midaraisa. Why is it? Why is it? Why am I potter from doing beer? You want to tell me it's impossible for me to get there? Okay, maybe there's a ptur oimus, but it's not impossible. It's annoying. It's very hard. I have to take a shovel and start digging. But we do things that are annoying for mitzvahs, right? We do things that are hard. So why all of a sudden over here it doesn't say it's impossible to get there? Chometz shenokol lama poilis, and the Gemara says you're potter from beer chometz. That means I'm going to be sitting. I know there's a donut right there. I'm going to be sitting lala sitting there, and I know it's right there. But it's manokol lama poilis. I'm potter from beer chometz. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? Comes the Ramban and explains probably what most of us assume when we learn this Gemara. When we learn this Gemara, we try to understand what's pshat and chometz shenokol lama poilis. So we probably assume what does it mean. Avuda mimeno umikol adam. It's gone. It's finished. You're mafkirid. You're mivatalid. It's over. No one's thinking about this. Avuda mimeno umikol adam. Is it theoretically possible to get to it? Yes, but no one's getting to it. No one's interested in it. It's keilu. It's mamish in the bottom of the ocean. Avuda mimeno umikol adam. Viloi karina ba shelucho, says the Ramban. It's not considered yours. So you're not over. He doesn't say technically you're mafkerit or mevatel. He doesn't use those lashonos. He says veloy karina beishalacha. We don't consider it to be your chametz. Since we don't consider it to be your chametz, memela you're not chayiv in beer. And the Ramban quotes a mechilta. Ramban quotes a mechilta saying veloy karina beishalacha chametz shenaflu aleh ma'poyles. And memela, you're going to be potter from beer chametz on that chametz. Okay. Comes the Ram, and the Ram says, no such thing. Why loy karina beishalacha? I wasn't mafkert. I wasn't mevatalit. If I was mevatalit, so then what's the chiddush of the Gemara? I wasn't mafkert. I wasn't mevatalit. It's my chametz. It's my chametz. So why am I potter? Comes the Ran and says a chiddush nifla. You see from this mechilta, the mechilta that comes and is mechadesh ahalacha of chomet shenoflu aleh ma'poiles is being mechadesh a chiddush nifla. The mechilta is being mechadesh a new din. A new din. What's this new din? The new din is that the din of val yirah val yimotze applies not to all chomet that you owe, but the chametz that you own that is easily accessible. If it's easily accessible, that's the halacha of Vayira Vayimotze. Comes the mechilta and is mechadish, says the Ran. What does it mean, Nafla Mapoy? Does it mean you don't own it? No. What's the Ran talking about? What's the Ramban talking about? Of course you own the chametz. Why wouldn't you own it? You owned it yesterday. So now all of a sudden a building falls on it. Doesn't say you're mafkid or meyayis from it. So you own it. So why am I not oyer by your rabbi? Avad I own. I could be mekadish and isha with that chometz, says the Ran. But so why am I not oyer by your rabbi? Yimotza, a new din learned out from the mechilta that for you to be oyer by your rabbi, yimotza, you have to be, has to be easily accessible, says the mechilta. Bivoteichem lo manemar lefishenemar b'chol gvulcha shema enikim ha'shmoi. Tamid loyim bivoteichem abateichem b'rishusim ha'gufcha v'shuru yotah chemtel sheyitrol. Shuv b'rishus nochi avo b'sheyachol var avo ein b'rishus yotah chemtel sheyitrol v'chomet shenokla alav ma'poilas. A new miyut in the Gemara. That you could own chomet, it could be yours over the course of the entire Yom Tov. But since it's nafla lema poilet, meaning it's hard to access that chomet, you are not going to be over by yirah by yimotzer a chiddush nifla. Even though you own the chomet, it's fully yours. This, says the Ran, is the yisoid behind the halacha of hametfarish v'hayoyte mi beisoy. Says the Ran, now we understand the ptur. The Rambam understood. Like the Ramban. That means that you don't own it.
Okay, so there's no grace of chiddush.
I don't own the chametz because chametz shenafal apoilus loy karina beishalcha,
and the meila. This has nothing to do with chametz that I left in a faraway house. Chametz I left in a faraway house is my chametz. Karina beishalcha, it is certainly mine. And Mimela, I'm certainly mechuyuv to be mevarit. Therefore, the Ramban and the Rambam are stuck. What's the pshat in my chometz? Why does the Gemara say ein zokuk levar? It must mean not ein zokuk levar. Of course, I'm mechuyuv to be mevarit. It must mean ein tzarech livtoy. How could you say I'm not mechuyuv levar? Of course, I'm mechuyuv to be mevarit. It's my chometz. I have Cheerios in the pantry upstate. I'm not mechuyuv to be mevarit. Of course, I am. Chomet shenafla ma'poilus is no shayches, lo karina beishalcha. Says the Ran, no. Chomet shenafla ma'poilus is a new gilu yakra, a new chiddish, a new gzeres hakosov, that you're not over by yiron v'yimotze unless the chomet that you own is also easily accessible. V'haraya, nafla ma'poilus, you own it, and you're not going to be over. Comes the Ran and says, that's the pshat in hayoytze b'shayara. If you own chametz in a faraway house, the Gemara says, "Einoy tzarich leva'er." I know there are Cheerios there. I know there's pizza in the freezer, but the house is 3 hours away. Einoy zokuk leva'er. It's fine. No din ba'yirav ha'imatzim. Hecha teisi. Says the Rav very poshut. It's in the first Gemara. Lefisha asu ke chametz shenafla alav ma'poiles. And therefore, there is no din of Baal Yiroh, Baal Imot. You say this dikhim achleikis between the Ran and the Ramban and the nature of the Isra of Baal Yiroh, Baal Imot. Is the Isra of Baal Yiroh, Baal Imot on any chometz that I own? And if I own chametz, no matter where it is, no matter what it is, I'm going to be oyver bayimotze, bayimotze. The only way to get out of bayira bayimotze is either that I give away the chametz, I give away the prayas of the chametz. It has to be to a certain extent deloy karina beishalcha that it's not my chametz. And says the Ran, that's not the case. Says the Ran that the halacha of lo yibayiro vayimotze is not a din in that I have to own it. I can own chametz and I'm still not over bayiro vayimotze because it's me din chametz shenafla ma'poilus. Chametz shenafla ma'poilus means that even if you own chametz, if it's not easily accessible, you're not over the din of bayiro vayimotze. Now, halacha lemaisa. Says the Chofetz Chaim, so what's the halacha? I own chametz that is upstate, in my house upstate, or in my house in Florida, and I'm mechuyev to be mevarev that chametz. Do I have to sell that chametz? Do I have to do a bedika on that home? It depends on these 2 days. If you hold that chametz to be over by your rabbi motzi, it has to be easily accessible, so then I'm potter legamrei from that place. I don't have to be worried about it whatsoever. But if it is a lefidah Ramban, it's certainly my chametz. Now I have to be concerned. I may not have a chiyuv bedika since I left Shloshim Yoyim, but that's only if it's a safek. I know that the freezer is full. I know that there's Cheerios in the pantry. So what am I going to do? So I either have to sell it before the chiyuv bedika is chal. I have to figure out, or I have to find someone there to get to be mevar. But I'm certainly chiyuv in a beer. Says the Mishnah Berurah. It's 2 days in the Achrayim. Of course, we're going to be machmer when it comes to the Chumra de Pesach. But what is the Yisoid HaMachlekes over here? It's a fascinating thing. With a few minutes left, what's the Yisoid HaMachlekes? We basically established that there's a Machlekes between the Ran on the one side and the Ramban and the Rambam on the other side. Whether Bayiro Bayimotze applies to chametz that you own, which is halachically considered to be inaccessible. What's the Yisoid HaMachlokes? So, Rabbi Yosef Engel famously, at the beginning of one of his simonim in Lekach Toiv, declares the shaila. Rabbi Yosef Engel wants to know, is there a concept of a siyag de'araisa? Is there a concept of a gezeira mi de'araisa? He has pages and pages We know that there's such a thing as a siyag midrabanan. That's the yisoid of midrabanan. The osu mishmeres l'mishmarti.
But could we ever come and say that there's a concept of a din d'araisa which the Torah only put in as a gizel? Is there such a thing, Shai? The Beis Engel has pages and pages. The very first sif in that kuntres, the Beis Engel, where he's trying to figure out, is there such a thing as a gezeira mida araisa? Something which the Torah put in, but only as a gezeira, not inherently. He says, l'chayre, you have a raya from the Ran at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, because the Ran at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim says that the Iser bal yiro'em bal yimotzei is a gezeira mida araisa. Dahainu, be'etzem, the Torah only really cares that you don't eat it. But the Torah is so concerned that you don't eat it, so the Torah asern by Yirah that you can't even own it. The Torah doesn't really care if you own it. The Haraya, nothing else that's aser, does the Torah say you can't own it. The Torah doesn't care about the ownership Shabbat. The Torah doesn't want you to eat it. Since the Torah doesn't want you to eat it, they're so nervous you're going to eat it, so in the Mela, they come and say you can't even own it. But not owning it is only a Gzeira Mideh Raisa. Whereas, one could easily argue that no, the din of not owning it is not a din because we're nervous you're going to eat it. You're not allowed, as the Chassam Sofer says, you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. We don't say you have to sell all your food. You're not allowed to eat chazer. You're allowed to own chazer. So why, when it comes to chametz, we say you don't own it? So very likely, say the many Sfarim, in the Shita of the Rambam, we could argue, the Rambam, that no. When it comes to Pesach and Heretz, nothing to do with eating. We don't want you to be associated with chametz. Chametz represents the Itzahara, whatever lumdus you want to give. We don't want you to be associated to any extent. We don't want you to even own it. There's an iser to own it, mitzad atzboi. This is the machlekes between the Ran and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, the iser of owning chametz is inherently an iser to own chametz. And therefore, I don't care if it's accessible, I don't care if it's inaccessible. Loimaila veloimairid. You cannot own chametz. It could be in Florida, it could be in China, I could care less. Loimaila veloimairid. But if you hold the feet of the Ran, that the whole yisoy of Vayira Valmotze is a gezeira mida araisa, that means that it's only if I'm going to come to eat it. Comes the Gzeres HaKosov and tells me, Chomesh HaMadlo Alam HaPoilas, if there's no chash that you're going to come to eat it, Mimela, there's no din of Bayira Bayimotze. So what comes out, what emerges is that the Machlaikis, Ran and Ramban, about this detailed case, about my summer home upstate and the Cheerios in the closet, is really a fundamental Machlaikis, and how to understand the nature of the Isra Bayira Bayimotze. Is it a Gezeira Daraisa, or is it a new din, a Yisoyed Bifnei Atzma, an Isra Bifnei Atzma, on a Daraisa level? Now the truth is, even if you hold it's a Gezeira Mida Araisa, it's a big, big chiddush to say that therefore it's going to have nafkaminas. Seems sounds awfully similar to what we say, Darshin and Taima Dekra. We know that Reb Shimon is Darshin and Taima Dekra. So you're right, maybe the reason is because we're nervous you're going to eat it. So that gives me a right to say in a case where I'm not going to eat it, it's not going to be a problem. But the truth is, over here, it's much, much less of a chiddush. Why is that? Because take a look, says the Chan Sofer, in the name of his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, at the Pasuk. We have a Yesod from the Tosfos HaRosh as follows. When is it that we say, Loi darshin an taima dekra? When do we say that we can't use the reasons of the Pesukim to try to make nafka minas? I can't say, you know what, the Torah really doesn't want me to cook basar b'chalav because it's nervous I'm going to eat basar b'chalav. But in a scenario where I'm not going to eat it, I'm going to come cook it. We can't do such thing. It's Tarshina Taima Dekra. Comes the Tosfos HaRosh in a few places, the Rosh, the Sheet of the Rosh, and tells us that's only when the Torah didn't tell us explicitly the reason. But when the Torah told us explicitly the reason, so then we're allowed to use the reason to make a nafka minah. I'll give you the most famous example. What's the Sheet of the Rosh? We know that there's a mitzvah to say d'araisa v'atokis l'chem es hashira hazois. Of every person has a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. Mitzvah to say d'araisa. What's the Sheet of the Rosh? But bizman hazeh, you could be yoytze this mitzvah by instead of writing a sefer Torah by being by tzvarim. Why? Because the Rosh says the whole reason for writing a sefer Torah is to learn. Nowadays, since we learn from tzvarim, you could be yoytze. That's a beautiful shtickle Torah. But what gives the Rosh the right to say such a thing? The Torah says write a sefer Torah. The Torah doesn't say by tzvarim. So you could think that that's the reason, but now I'm going to say a nafkamina that you don't have to do it. I'm going to say mitzvah doesn't apply anymore. So the Rosh tells you, of course you can't normally say such a thing. But here the Torah itself told me, when the Torah tells you the reason, so then you're allowed to. The Rosh says the same thing when it comes to the Isser of Leisachsim Shoy B'dishoy. Leisachsim Shoy B'dishoy. I'm not allowed to muzzle my animal when it's threshing. But if it's going to, the food's going to make the animal sick, I'm allowed to. Why? Because over there, obviously the reason doesn't apply. So here it says, Nasan Adelich Tam Sefer's Rebbe, over here the reason why the Rosh is saying that you're allowed to say that the reason is a Gezeira Midaraisa, and therefore it doesn't apply in a place where Nafal HaMapayis, where it's inaccessible. Take a look at the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? Shivas yamim lishta'or lo yimotzi v'teichem, the isra v'yirah v'yimotzi. Why? Ki kolayichel mechmetzis v'nichisa. The Torah tells you explicitly. Since the Torah tells you explicitly the reasoning behind the isra, that the reason for v'yirah v'yimotzi is because we're nervous that you're going to come eat it. Ki koi oichel machmetzes, right? Because someone who eats chametz v'nichis ha-nefesh ahi. So therefore, we're allowed to take the reasoning into account. We take the reasoning into account. We say, the Isra v'yirah v'yimotzi only applies in a scenario where I'm concerned I'm going to eat it. If there's no concern I'm going to eat it, there's no Isra v'yirah v'yimotzi. And Mimela, therefore the Ran comes and says, even though I certainly own the chametz under the mapoilus, and I certainly own the chametz that's in my summer home, at the end of the day, there's no Isser b'yirah b'yimotze, because the Isser b'yirah b'yimotze is a gzeira midaraisa, in the words of Yosef Engel, is only ki koil oichel machmetzes, we're not concerned I'm going to eat this, and Mimela, there's no Isser b'yirah b'yimotze.